Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. As we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I began to read some verses out of Matthew, the 13th chapter. And his disciples basically were asking the Lord, why are you speaking to the multitudes in parables? And he had just finished a parable about the seed, some in stony places, on thorns, that sort of thing. And he concluded, his words were, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, listen, they said, why do you speak that way to them? He answered, this is his answer. He said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, for him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing, they heard his words, but they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. A good classic example is that of the Pharisees, Sadducees. I mean, miracles before their eyes. And at any rate, verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their ears have they closed, their eyes have they closed. Listen to that. That's a willful thing, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart. That's the key, beloved. Understand with their heart and should be converted. If they understand with their heart, then that's when salvation comes. They would be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. And so, beloved, what we see emphasized here is the importance of faith, the importance of a receptive heart. And after Jesus had finished speaking in parables, we find later on in the gospel record that he went into his own country. And when he began to proclaim the words of life to those around him, and of course, we were talking about, when he went to Nazareth, for example, where he grew up, to those, the word says that the people were offended in him. Verse 57, and they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. Have you found that with your families and loved ones? Sometimes they don't listen to what you say. Yes, because a prophet, yes, there's the office of a prophet, there's the prophetic word, but a prophet, I mean, you're basically, whatever you're, What is the purpose of a prophet? To speak the will of God. And when you are sharing in a loving way scripture or whatever might be a benefit or edification to them, they just close their ears. They don't want to hear. And Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor. And in verse 58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. There you go. And we find a graphic description of what Jesus encountered even in his day that parallels much of churchianity and Christianity today. In other words, you know, Mark 6 and 6 gives another account of this experience, but it says that he could there do no mighty work save that he laid hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And beloved, as I think I shared made reference to it briefly in another broadcast. My heart has been so burdened for the needs of God's people and the importance of asking God to increase our faith. I'm doing that for my partners, for my radio family, for in my own life, those I know, that God would increase our faith so we can begin to believe Him for the basic promises that He has provided in His Word. God hasn't changed. He's not less willing to heal today than He did 2,000 years ago. And, well, almost 2,000 years ago. And so we want to understand that faith is the most important asset of our Christian faith. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Isn't that what the Word says? The just shall live by faith. Originally, that was Habakkuk who said that. We shall live not by rules and regulations and formulas, but by faith. Faith in what? The work, the finished work, the complete atonement that Jesus accomplished in our behalf, and to believe God for the promises that He enumerates in the Word of God. And, you know, it's been, I've been asking God personally, God, increase my faith. When I pray, I want to see more and more testimonies coming in to the power of God, the power of healing and deliverance. And recently I listened to a dear, precious brother who has a prophetic ministry, and he made this comment. He said, regarding this great end time move of God, the harvest that's going to be coming in, he said, it's not going to be about gifts. It's going to be about faith. Because doesn't Jesus say we are ever closer to His return? He said, when I come, will I find faith in the earth? And obviously, He's not talking about the unbeliever. They don't have faith, or they haven't accepted Him yet. But those who believe, we've just become complacent. We've settled down into a rut, and we've read the Word, we've heard the Word, but we haven't really had that desire to believe it can be brought to pass. Is that exciting when we realize that, I mean, the same thing that happened in Jesus' times, He didn't do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Well, isn't that a picture of a good part of the church world today? Yes, there are wonderful miracles going on. I know revivals are popping up here and there. But the point is, as a whole, we have not walked into that kind of powerful, overcoming faith that God desires us to walk in. We find in Romans 4:20 that Abraham, he didn't stagger. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And even for Abraham, it indeed was a process. In fact, you know, if they hadn't, their faith hadn't wobbled a little bit, he wouldn't have taken Sarah's suggestion to go into Hagar and have a son by him. So she would be, you know, she could be, that could be her child as well. But no, Jesus was very clear. God was very clear when He spoke that it was going to be a child out of their own union. We're told in Hebrews 3:12 that we should take heed that we allow no unbelief to be in our heart. Because you know what that says, and I'll share it with you, to have unbelief is to have an evil heart. And so the scriptures warns us, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, as I shared earlier, so often we look to our faith, we find or feel that our faith isn't sufficient, isn't adequate. But God has given us His faith. It's the faith of God that He has given us. Jesus said, when He said He was talking about explaining the parables, He said, have faith in God. You believe also in God. Jesus said, believe also in Me. Believe in His heart of love. Believe in His heart of compassion. And that as we pray, if we don't pray according to His will, He won't hear us, or if we regard iniquity in our heart. But if we are walking in righteousness before Him and we pray according to His will, it is His desire, it is His good pleasure to answer that request, of course, with the caveat that he will answer as he chooses and when he chooses. We can't outline exactly how he's going to do things, but he is faithful to heed and to answer prayer. And when we look again in Hebrews a little bit further down in that third chapter, it tells us that many of the children of Israel, that is the older generation, did not enter into the promised land. Why? Because of their unbelief. God had prepared them. He went through all this effort. He did all these mighty signs and wonders. He brought them to the border of the promised land. 12 spies were sent in. 10 of them discouraged the people. They said, oh, there's great walled cities. There's giants there. We were as grasshoppers in their sight and in ours. And so as a result, in spite of what God said, this is why I'm taking you out of Egypt, not to leave you wander in the desert. I've got a place for you. They refused to believe. They were afraid. They would not believe. And as a result, they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. And I sometimes think we do the same thing. We believe and then we're just, well, we don't see much happening. So in Mark 9 and 23, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And so the message that's been laid on my heart, burning in my spirit, concerns every one of us, beloved, every child of God. And as you listen to these messages, what I'm sharing this week, I pray that the Lord will quicken these words to your heart and that you will receive them in the spirit of love that they are intended, and yet not flinch at the words of truth. The greatest impairment to the body of Christ in this earth, I believe, is the spiritual paralysis of unbelief. We need not to come behind in our faith. We need to be strong in faith. And God is, he's the author, he's the finisher. And so, Father, we prayed once before, but Father, for new listeners, Father, we're asking that you would increase our faith for your glory. Let us understand it's not our faith. It is your faith that you have given to us. It's the faith of the Holy Spirit resident in our spirit, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were and bring glory to your name. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it has been a privilege and joy to minister to you, and we will continue on with this message tomorrow. We're heard every day at the same time, Monday through Friday. I pray you can join me. If any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.